The film, evaluate the players, see how they did, and with all their body of work. But you know, it's going to be some tough decisions, and there's going to be some guys that play tonight that are going to join us when the regular season starts. I know that. What's that?
I
thought he did a good job. You know, he's done a good job in practice, you know, leading this team. You see his leadership skills. He didn't won the preseason games, earlier preseason games. And for him, he really did a nice job with his poise, stayed in the pocket, took a hit on a couple of occasions, and, you know, finished with making a play. So just pleased with how he's progressed.
Good to see Graham show up
more than
once, Corey Green.
Yeah, I mean, I think his speed really showed up. Something that we saw, you know, in his tape, and then for him to really showcase it in a game like this, you know, with his long runs, I think was really good. He's really grown. You know, we saw those flashes of that speed in practice, but to get the opportunity in the game was great for him.
Gus, obviously a lot of guys didn't play. You feel like they're good to go and ready in 8, 9, 10 days?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always a challenge, you know, what to do. I felt like we could really get a head start on some of the things with Carolina. I felt like in practice we could go, you know, our one defense versus our one offense to keep the skills sharp, as well as the conditioning. I thought we could, you know, work harder with those guys, the first group, knowing that they weren't going to play, tax them a little bit more as far as conditioning and get them ready to play. So those are the three big factors.
And health. And health.
Neil Sterling, first game tonight, made a couple catches. Did you like what you saw?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, he really wanted this opportunity. He hasn't been able to play and to get an opportunity. I know the one big catch that he caught right in front of our bench, you know, it was good. You know, he's a big, tall athlete that you know, he's got a learning curve for him, but overall, he's done a nice job.
Good to see Myers knock that last one through.
Yeah, it was good. You know, the first one he pushed, I think it was, 56, 58 yards, something like that. And then, again, another long one, really in a pressure situation. And I think even more pressure for him because he missed the first one and the game, and he knew all eyes were watching him, and, you know, he nailed it. So, you know, you can only feel it on the sideline. The players were great. His demeanor was awesome, even after that first one. When he went on there for the second one, really pleased with how he handled it.
Gus, did you get ready to start a normal work week? You feel good at what you accomplished here this morning?
Yeah, I do. You know what? And I know we have some injuries, you know, with some of our guys. But overall, I think we came out of training camp pretty healthy, especially with the soft tissue injuries. I thought we made really good progress there. And it was, you know, kept us in position where we could have a lot of guys practice throughout all training camp. And because of that, I think we made good progress. And now we got to put it together for the first regular season.
Is Monday a big day for Sederic, or Wednesday, or is it, what do you think for him?
Well, I think every day, you know, as we evaluate him and see where he's at, and, you know, I know he's done good on his testing with our docs and with our trainers, so we'll see. I think the next step is to, you know, look at him on the field, whether it's just in conditioning and running, to see where that's at.
Sample made a few plays tonight. He also looked gassed.
Yeah, he did. He played a lot now. You know, for his first opportunity, all the special teams took every snap with Lawson down, and he did. He was a little bit gassed. But I thought that play at the end of the game was great for him. I know we had him doing a lot of different things. You saw him in the box, playing middle third, playing man coverage, you know, really trying to cram all, you know, three games into one game for him. And to get a chance to see, evaluate where he's at. So, yeah, even though you're correct, he was gassed, I thought he handled it pretty well.
A little bit off topic, you won't have Julius for a couple weeks, but Allen Robinson may get more attention from defenses. Have you liked what he's done in camp?
Yeah, I think that, you know, really the receiving core, you know, we've got some decisions to make there, who the number five guy is. But Allen Robinson's done a nice job. You know, the combination of what you see in preseason games and in practice. You know, I think what we've seen in practice along with the work he's done in preseason excites us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.